Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. From Tuesday morning to the 27th day of July, 2021. My goodness, time continues just to fly right by, doesn't it? Already the end of July. August right around the corner. Lions training camp tomorrow. First day of training camp. Teams beginning to report. NFL news is here. Aaron Rodgers, all kinds of good stuff. I am vaccinated. I got the shot yesterday. I feel absolutely awful right now, and I have a media day golf outing a little bit later on for that Solheim Cup that we were talking about. It's being held at Inverness, so I'm gonna go down there and play that play Inverness, and really bad
NBD,
really bad planning on my part. I feel absolutely miserable right now. I woke up probably what felt like every 20 minutes last night. I had to get the Johnson & Johnson, so I got the one-hitter quitter, and yeah, bad.
See, I would...
Bad choice.
I would venture to guess the long weekend mixed with whatever you were drinking probably didn't help the preparation, your body prepare for that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was like Olympic trials for the vaccine. Basically, that's the way I looked at it. You know, it's Olympic trials. If you can handle wolfing down an entire large pizza at 5 o'clock in the morning, you can handle a little shot. Brutal. I mean, when I tell you my legs right now, my legs feel like I just ran like 20 miles. Like they're just heavy. They are just heavy. So we're gonna battle through. I'll let you know.
Like you swam 1,500 meters.
Wouldn't have made it. Not in this condition. Would not. 10 meters in, I'm done. I am done. I might get 2 forward strokes with my arms, and that's it. And they're going to be like, yo, throw the pool noodle in there. Get them out of there.
Finally make the Olympic lifeguard feel like they have to do their job. Because isn't that like the most pointless job?
Yeah, here's the best, the most world-class, like greatest swimmers in the world in the pool, and you're just going to do what? In the event of, like, an absolute disaster happens, which, I mean, you know, it could happen, so let's, you know.
But still, wouldn't you just, like, look over at the other swimmers and be like, come on, guys. You got this one. You got this one, right?
They'd be able to help themselves better than you would be able to get out there and save them. More than likely. I like the videos of the little babies they throw in the pools. And the babies get onto their backs and get up to the surface. That's pretty cool.
That's really weird. Like, and I take my kids to swim lessons, and they have, like, you know, over on the other end of the pool, the baby's in there, but I haven't seen the full-on, like, baptism that you see the videos on Twitter.
A baptism. I like that's good terminology there. That's really good terminology. We had more news yesterday in regards to the world of college football. Things are going to be changing, and it's changing rapidly. Ryan Day might have the quote of the off season that college football right now is like driving without brakes. We'll get into that. Let me introduce everybody real quick in case this is your first time, long time, right? Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. You can join us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key on Twitter, and I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. And college football is going to look a whole lot different. So we'll talk to John Wagner, National Football Foundation and Football Writers Association of America. He will join us. We're going to skip on the Tiger stuff and get into more of the college football realignment with John and what that looks like. He's a little bit old school. I'm a little bit old school as well. With college football realignment, how could that potentially change what would be the Big Ten Conference? Well, I tweeted out yesterday. Oh, boy. That's not good. I tweeted out... That scared me. I tweeted out my list of...
The most horrific sound ever created. Shout out to Apple for that.
Yeah, boy, if that doesn't make you want to move or just throw your phone, I don't know what will. But the what my new Big Ten would look like if we are going super conferences, because there is a rumor floating around right now in the college football circles that Michigan and Ohio State may have been approached by the SEC or vice versa. They may have approached the SEC. I don't know if there's any legs to that. It's a rumor right now floating around the internet. But the guy who tweeted it out has been pretty accurate thus far. Dabo Swinney talked about, well, in a few years, college football is going to look a lot different. You know, Dabo, the guy said he was going to quit when college guys get paid, and now they're getting paid, and he's still there because he's a pathological liar who just hides behind the Bible. You know that guy? That's Dabo Swinney. You know, what will happen with Clemson? What will happen with the Big Ten or the quote-unquote Midwest Conference, as I like to say? Kyle Barlow will join us, the coach. He's got big news. He's actually going to be a father. That's right. His family announced via the internet. They got baby number one on the way, so congratulations to the coach. He'll join us at 7:35 this morning. And, of course, we have to get into the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Nio tweeting out Calvin Johnson's quotes. Calvin not happy. Would just walk by Rod Wood. People are running with this. It was a huge talking point yesterday afternoon. I don't know. We're still on this about Calvin. I don't know how you feel about it. There are two sides to every story. Yes, you could say that Calvin Johnson is deserving to keep the money that he was owed because of what he did in the organization. Do the good thing. It's, what, $1.5 million? It's not going to hurt you. You know, what are you doing? The other side is Calvin. You called it quits early, and you were under contract. So, of course, they're mad. They drafted you. And there's got to be a happy medium here. I just don't know why this is still a story. Calvin's going to go out there. He's going to the Hall of Fame with the Lions jersey on. He can hate the entire front office for all I care. Doesn't matter to me. Still going in with the Lions jersey on. Like, you're not going to be able to put like a just an all-black, you know, logo-less jersey. Like, he's going in as a Hall of Famer of the Detroit Lions. So what's the issue here? You don't want to talk to anybody? Don't talk to anybody. Yeah, if they gave you the money and then you feel better about it because they gave you the money, then if the organization wants to do that, then go right ahead. But this is like the most non-story ever that just continues to come back. Continues to come back.
Speaking of which, happy Aaron Rodgers Day.
Oh, yes, a holiday. The biggest drama queen in the league. Is that all you got?
Yeah, it's just Aaron Rodgers Day. His plane landed in Green Bay last night, so...
Thank the heavens.
Which I found even more obnoxious than anything that people were flight tracking Aaron Rodgers from California.
Oh, of course they were.
The only flight tracking I love is college coach flight tracking season.
Yeah, you know what? That wasn't that bad this offseason.
Because it was probably Zoomed.
Ooh, you do raise a good point. Yeah, they do raise a very good point. People just trying to track from home, which I don't know how you do that.
Hacking.
But the idea that the biggest drama queen in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, he is back in Green Bay. Cool little music. Sports update. Green Bay Packers, they have a list of concessions to entice Aaron Rodgers, according to ESPN, to return for at least one more season, according to sources. So now they're just going to grovel at his feet. They could have done this behind closed doors. They could have done this in private. They could have figured out exactly what he wanted. He could have told them exactly what he wanted. We could have saved all of this mess. Two women with new allegations among 10 to file police complaints against Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. They want the entire, they want everything you got if you're going to trade for Deshaun Watson. And he's supposed to be deposed, I believe, in like February. So this isn't going to happen anytime soon. Nobody's going to trade for him. You don't want that. You don't want to trade, five assets for one guy just to have the guy end up with a monstrous criminal issue coming up in February. Like, just good luck, Houston. You know, it's Deshaun Watson's fault. He blew his own value. So congratulations, you idiot.
I just love how Deshaun Watson's biggest concern right now is like, well, I still want to be traded. It's like, you should just not want to go to jail right now. That should be your concern.
He wants to be traded away from the penitentiary. That's what his big goal is right now. We'll step aside. We'll be back. We're going to hop into the Tigers last night. Next, here on X's and Bros in the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
In the ninth, Robbie Grossman. Don't count them out. Don't do it. Well, can't count them out. At least they forced it into extras. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. You can text us to share your thoughts via the text. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. By our Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course the iHeartRadio app. And you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. John Wagner is going to join us here momentarily. But first, let's get to the game last night. Now two straight losses for the Tigers. Actually, it's more than that. It's four straight losses. The slide continues. I don't know why I said two. But they had that weekend series against Kansas City, and now they're sliding against Minnesota after the seven-game win streak. And it's like, oh, my goodness, what is happening here? And, the game goes into extras. They lose 6-5 in 10. Robbie Grossman forcing that on the pinch hit. What an awesome scene that was. Matt Manning got the start, lasted five innings through 74 pitches, gave up five hits, four earned runs, walked one, struck out four, did give up a home run. His ERA at the season sitting right at 6. Right now, Cisnero came in, gave him an inning. Buck Farmer gave him two-thirds, gave up two hits and zeros across the board. Jimenez went one and a third. Gregory Soto came in. He was actually charged with the loss. But when you look at the Tigers, they left four on base, just couldn't do a whole lot, struck out way too much in last night's ball game. They struck out 8 times, which is the same identical number to the Minnesota Twins, but they just needed more. Akil Baddoo, he had a double in the game. He continues to play really, really well. But that walk-off single in the 10th from Max Kepler, who's 1-for-6, brutal in that game last night. But the one hit that he had, you know, good for him. I would be very interested to find the stat, by the way, that statistic that would tell us how many games have gone to extra innings under the new rule versus, you know, the percentage of games that have gone extra innings before the runner on second. And what that percentage of games look like that go longer without the ghost runner. We call him a ghost runner, but we all know the drill, right? And we know that there's a runner on second. He's not a ghost.
We
could see him.
I saw last week, I think it's at 76% of games had ended in the 10th, and like the longest that a game had gone was 13 this year. That's pretty good. I mean, the Tigers.
Exactly what you want.
Yeah, the Tigers by now, I mean, would have played
800 games.
You got to imagine they probably would have had 5 or 6 games that would have gone 13 innings by now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree 100%. Seems like it's. That's why I like the rule. That is why I would like the rule to stay moving forward for the regular season. You know, we don't. It's not baseball. Well, we don't end hockey the right way after a 5-minute overtime either. We go into a shootout. But it's a regular season game. It keeps it moving. You're not burning through bullpens and having position players pitch. And I just think it's better for the overall product. Also, what took place last night, Miguel Cabrera, as we talked with Matt Shepard yesterday, Miguel Cabrera hitting for a little power. He went 1-for-4 with a home run, 2 RBIs, 495th career home run throughout his tenure in Major League Baseball. And it sounded a little bit like this.
Here's the 1-0. Fly ball deep right field. That ball is gone, number 495. And the Tigers have tied it up.
See what I'm saying? One swing can make the whole thing change. Miggy's fired up. It's been a while since he felt that. And that should recharge the entire Tiger dugout.
Boy, it's crazy, right? 495, and it feels like, he's going to get to 500. He's going to get to 500. But when you look at the numbers that were in the sevens, like, there's no way he's getting there. And Miguel Cabrera is an all-time great hitter. Just for perspective's sake, he's never getting to 700. That's wild to me. That he's been this good for this long, and it's all coming to a close. That was his 8th on the season for Miguel Cabrera.
755 is crazy, whatever. 715 for Hank. But
763?
Oh, is it 763?
Which one's Bonds?
I thought it was 755.
Or you're not counting Bonds.
I don't know. Bonds has 763. You're right. Yes, I count Barry Bonds. He's a Hall of Famer. 762.
We were close. I mean, yeah, we're
all over.
It's not looking it up.
It's 6:24 in the morning. 500 home runs, like, is an absolutely insane number. I don't even care about the guys that have, like, to hit 500 home runs is just. What an accomplishment. I mean, none of us could even get it out of the infield on a major league hitter.
I wouldn't be able to hit it on a major league pitcher.
So, to hit 495 home runs, it's like an incomprehensible thing to a normal human being.
He's 9 home runs shy of Eddie Murray for 27th place all time. And most of these guys. Miguel Cabrera has played 19 seasons, I believe. That's what that means. Ted Williams played 19. Frank Thomas, a.k.a. the Big Hurt, they played 19. They both have 521. They sit tied for 20th with Willie McCovey. But you go up that list. David Ortiz, 541. Manny Ramirez, 555. Reggie Jackson, 563.
Like, the way I think of it...
Frank Robinson, 586. Like, he's not getting 586.
Like, the way I think of it in my brain to kind of wrap around is, like, imagine you're somebody you know. Like, let's say your grandpa was, like, a major leaguer. And he said, yeah, I had 500 hits in the majors. I'd be bragging, like... My grandpa had 500 hits in the major leagues. Miguel Cabrera is going to have 500 home runs, not just hits, 500 home runs in the majors.
There is only 27 individuals right now that have hit more home runs in the history of the game than Miguel Cabrera. It just feels to me, you know, at one point it was like, yo, Miggy's going to make he can make a huge run here, because it was just, he was nonstop. Willie Mays sits at 660. Ken Griffey Jr., my buddy, just got a Mariners throwback of his with the cream color. Oh, fire. But anyways, Ken Griffey Jr., 630. Slammin' Sammy, 609. Mark McGwire, 583. Like, this list, it Barry Bonds at 760.
I mean, you're going to bounce around the whole list and not mention the guy who hits 600 of his 612 home runs against the Tigers and Jim Thome.
Yeah, I don't need to mention him. We could skip right past him. The hell with that guy. Actually, I like him. Jim Thome, like, good guy.
He's one of my favorite players all time.
Those 90s Cleveland teams, whether we want to call them the Guardians or just what. And by the way, we didn't talk about that yesterday. Tigers, just to, you know, put a bow on this thing. Miggy's not going to set the all-time record. Tigers lose again. They're back in action tonight against Minnesota. Same time, 8:10 first pitch. Shep's on the call for Bally Sports Detroit. The Cleveland Guardians thing we didn't discuss. That's a terrible name. Terrible name. Awful. Logo, terrible. They should have went Washington. Just be Cleveland. Be done with it. The Cleveland Guardians. Okay. Kind of comic
book. Well, what about the...
Kind of comic book name. What is that?
I mean, ridiculous. It's because of the Guardians of Traffic on the Bridge.
I know what it's for. I was just there a couple weeks ago. Like, I know what... I get it. But I'm not. It's a ridiculous name. It's not like a comic book character. We'll step aside. We'll talk to John Wagner, a little college football. News, notes, rumors, and super conferences next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like. No long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at MyAutoValueStore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.